谢谢 Eleanor 的恭敬交给我，我就恭敬的接受。
Honorably, I accept this role this morning.
谢谢刚才她的介绍。
I want to thank her for the introduction.
她先讲我的年轻的力量。
She first talked about my youthful days.
然后讲中年。
Then she talked about my middle age, midlife years.
然后讲壮年。
And then my strongest years.
后面就不讲了。
And then she stopped there.
非常谢谢她的体贴。
I want to thank her for her sensitivities.
也谢谢她的鼓励。
Also want to thank her for her encouragement.
又提到我太太。
She mentioned my wife.
三天不见她。
Three days I have not seen her yet.
感谢这个科学发达的这个好处。
I'm so grateful for technology.
借助 iPad， 天天可以跟她打电话见面。
Via the iPad, I've been seeing her face every day for the last 3 days.
既然讲到我太太
，and since we're talking about my wife，
我就想到12年前，当我60岁生日的时候
，I thought about 12 years ago when I celebrated my 60th birthday.
她突然送给我一个很特别的礼物。
My wife presented me with this birthday gift.
不是花。
Not flowers.
不是卡片。
Not a birthday card.
不是礼，不是什么东西。
Not some object.
她送给我两个字。
She gave me 2 Chinese words.
No, English word.
英文字。
不是给我两个中文字，是给我两个英文字。
She gave me 2 English words.
60岁了。
60, age 60.
她说，你不要忘记一件事。
She said,Do not forget one thing.
我把两个字送给你。
I give you these 2 words.
这两个字叫做 finish well.
是要好好的完成。
我真是能够了解你们的心情。
Truly, I can appreciate your thoughts.
怎么可以让这个人去英国呢？
How can let somebody like this go to the United Kingdom?
United States. 他已经把这个 finish well 把它翻译出来。
He's already translated.
好
好的完成。
我们这些从台湾来的人，从中国来的人
，come from Taiwan or mainland China.
我们来到这里，不管多少年，英文都学不好。
No matter how long have you been here, we still are fumbling with our English.
但是中文也常常忘记了。
And often we've also forgotten our Chinese.
所以我们说我们讲的话叫做 Chinglish, Chinese and English 合起来。
So we say what we say is 中文跟英文的混合的。
中文说啊，太太，我们要去买东西，又一下不知道怎么讲。说太太，我们要去 shopping 啊，我们去 shopping。
Our wives say we have to go buy something. We have to, and we forget how to say it.
中文讲英文。
Let's go 买菜。
那个回答更好玩。
So、makes it too, and the response is even funnier.
我说太太，我们要去 shopping。
It says, honey, we have to go 买菜。
他怎么回答呢
？How does she respond?
我说 shop 什么品？妈，这个。
What are you going to buy?
My what 菜
My what 菜
有一次我在一个地方讲这个故事。
One time I was sharing the story.
突然下面一个传道人。
A minister that was sitting there.
是我的好朋友。
He was a good friend of mine.
所以他就突然就问我，讲中文就讲中文，讲英文就讲英文。
He said, "If you speak in English, speak in English. If you speak in Chinese, speak in Chinese."
那么什么叫 finish well？ 中文要讲中文。
What does it mean to 要好好的完成 ？Just speak in English and Chinese.
我突然之间不晓得怎么回答。
For a moment, I did not know how to respond.
他说我知道怎么讲。
He said, "I know how to say it."
他说善终。
And he says.Die well.
die beautifully.
好漂亮的死啊！
你要死得很漂亮。
You will die very beautifully.
给我很深很深的提醒。
It was a great reminder for me.
后来我真的去认真的想，到底怎么翻译 finish well?
And then I truly thought, how do I really translate 好好的 translate finish well?
好好的完成是非常好。后来我想到一个，这十二年来一直对我的提醒。
For the last 12 years, this was the reminder for me.
中文叫做你要好好的保住晚节。
In Chinese, 保住什么？
你要让你到老的时候还能够保持你 的那个向着主的心。
You have to maintain your heart before the Lord even towards your old age.
我觉得今天一个像我们侍奉主明年就五十年的人。
For somebody who's been serving the Lord and next year would be my 50th year.
慢慢到了一个地步，我不晓得在中国国内怎么说，我们在台湾说慢慢就变成老油条了，慢慢就变成做一些事情已经好像没有当初的那种干劲，没有当初的那种冲力。
Slowly we become an old donut, an old dog, and we lose that spark in our lives.
Donut.
油条。
我一壶。哦，油条是 donut. Well, sorry. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们有一天都会从中年、壮年到老年。
One day we also will pass on from being young to midlife and then to our best years into our old age.
既然提到我的内人,
and since we've been talking about my wife,
我就想到这句话我们彼此勉励。
So I thought about these words, so I wanted to encourage us.
请你们为这些老牧师祷告。
So please pray for us old pastors.
让我们真实在主的面前能够像圣经上所说的我们不忘记那起初的爱心。
That we would before the Lord not forget what the Bible teaches us, to not forget our first love.
昨天晚上我所说的，让我们保持一个在上帝的面前一个很纯洁的一个童心。
Last night I talked about how we before the Lord should maintain that childlike faith.
今天这个世界太复杂了。
This is a very complicated world that we live in.
今天我们这些老的人太世故了，太 old donuts.
Those of us who are a little bit old are too particular.
所以求主恩待我们。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
当我们在提到说要为主能够看见有许多的信徒变成门徒的时候。
When we're thinking about how to help help followers become disciples.
怎么样让我们使万民做主的门徒的时候
？As we are considering how to make disciples of all nations，
让我们想到这些门徒是能够从一而终的跟随耶稣的人。
That we would actually try to look for disciples who persevere in their walk to follow the Lord。
昨天、前天晚上我们讲到彼得。
Yesterday and the day before we talked about this character, Peter。
我们要使万民做耶稣的门徒。
We must make disciples of all nations.
我们自己要先成为门徒。
But first of all, we need to become disciples.
也就是马太福音二十八章，昨天、前天我一直在讲，凡我所吩咐你们的，要教训他们。那么这三个代名词里面，给我们一个很强烈、很深的一个提醒。
And it is just as is spoken in Matthew chapter 28, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. There are three verbs in there.
使万民做门徒就是怎么样使这一些他们变成教导另外他们的你们。
Making disciples of nations really refer to the pronouns there, making them, the them into the you.
所以在这里我们就特别想到主借助这些的聚会给我们一些挑战和提醒。
So perhaps God is using conferences like these to encourage us and then to remind us.
两天讲彼得。
2 days we talked about Peter.
我想今天早上不要忽略了彼得的兄弟安德烈。
I'm hoping that this morning we would not neglect Peter's brother Andrew.
安德烈是一个耶稣基督十二门徒里面之一。
Andrew was one of the 12 disciples of Jesus.
这个人知名度不是很高，大家对他的认识不是很多。
This person is not very familiar. That we're not very familiar with this person.
在圣经里面关于他的记载也不多。
And the Bible does not mention him that much.
但是呢，我们从他的身上却看见有一些不可缺少的门徒的一个品质。
But from his life, we see some characteristics of a disciple.
他的事工，他的侍奉
，his ministry and his service，
就是一个门徒的侍奉，就是一个门徒的事工。
It's the ministry and the service of a disciple.
安德烈跟彼得是同时在马可福音第一章里面耶稣呼召的一对兄弟。
Andrew and Peter were two brothers who were called at once in the book of Mark.
我们都记得在马可福音第一章十六节到二十节，主耶稣在加利利海边呼召了两对兄弟。
Remember in Mark chapter 1 verses 16 to 20 that Jesus at the Sea of Galilee called two sets of brothers.
一对兄弟叫做雅各和约翰。
One set of brothers, their names were James and John.
另外一对兄弟是彼得和安德烈。
The other set of brothers, their names were Peter and
Andrew. 当耶稣呼召他们的时候
，But as Jesus called them,
那个雅各和约翰正在做一件事情。
The James and John they were doing one thing.
圣经说他们在船上补网。
The Bible says they were mending the nets on their boat.
当耶稣呼召安德烈和彼得的时候
，But when Jesus was calling Andrew and Peter,
圣经告诉我们说他们正在海里撒网。
The Bible tells us that they were right at that point casting nets in the lake.
非常稀奇的，后来他们跟随主以后
，Very strangely, after they came and followed the Lord,
雅各和约翰做的工作是什么呢
？What did James and John do?
是教会补网的工作。
They became the mender of nets in the church.
安德烈和彼得做什么呢
？What did Andrew and Peter do?
是教会传福音或者布道的工作。
They're the ones who actually were evangelists for the church.
如果教会是个网
，and if the church is a net,
我们一定要注意这两方面。
We must consider these two aspects.
我们不能一天到晚出去撒网去得人。
We cannot just all day and night go out and cast nets.
但是如果那个网有破洞
，but if there are gaps in the net.
许多的人从前门进来就从后门出去。
So many people come in through the front doors and leave through the back doors.
很多人就是来到教会以后，慢慢慢慢，圣经告诉我们就随流失去了。
And many people who come to the church, they slowly trickle out.
因为这个教会，因为这个网有漏洞。
Because there are gaps in the net.
得鱼
you have to make to catch fish.
但是呢，却成为许多漏网之鱼。
But all these fish.Slip away.
所以今天在教会里面需要这两方面的侍奉。
So even in today's church, we have to look at these two aspects.
所以在 Boston, 我们曾经有一段时间在教会里面有一个口号说我们要开前门关后门。
So in Boston, we had a saying in our church, we have to open the front doors and close up the back door.
雅各和约翰怎么补网？
How did James and John mend the nets?
雅各是主耶稣基督十二个门徒里面第一个为主寻道的使徒。
James was the very, very, very first martyr for the Lord.
他用什么来补网
？How did he mend the nets?
他用生命来补网。
He used his life to mend the nets.
今天在主的面前
，Today before the Lord，
生命的见证是非常重要的。
The testimony of your life is very important.
耶稣基督告诉我们
，Jesus tells us，
我们是世上的光，是世上的盐。
We are the light and salt of the earth.
我们常常在这一节圣经上面，我们的祷告错了。
And oftentimes we pray the wrong prayer based on this verse.
我们说主啊，求你让我做光做盐。
We say, God, please make me into salt and light.
耶稣基督从来没有要我们做光做盐，他说我们是光是盐。
Jesus never said that I will make you into salt and light of the earth. He says you are the salt and light of the earth.
有一次有一个基督徒来找我。
One time a Christian came to visit me.
他说李牧师。
He said Pastor Lee.
他说我最近非常痛苦。
These days I'm always in deep pain.
我说你痛苦什么
？And asked him how are you painful?
他说我做基督徒做了十五年。
He said I've been a Christian for 15 years.
我做的好辛苦啊。
He said it's been painful all these years.
15年我做基督徒做得很辛苦。
I've been living in pain as a Christian.
对不起，牧师不应该讲粗话。
And I understand a pastor should not be vulgar.
但是当时我就很粗鲁地告诉他，我说活该。
But currently I told him, you should die. you had it coming.
You deserve it.
You deserve it.
为什么你活该呢？因为你的问题是你这十五年做基督徒做得很辛苦。
Why did he have it coming? Because you've been a Christian for 15 years.
基督徒不是做出来的。
You cannot make yourself into a Christian.
基督徒是活出来的。
You have to live out your Christian life.
所以耶稣基督说，你们是世上的盐，是世上的光，不是说你们要做盐做光。
So when Jesus said you are the salt of the earth, salt of the world, and light of the earth, you're not supposed to make yourself into salt and light.
一个人要做事情的时候，要做一件事情的时候
，when you have to do something,
在意识里面他可以做。 在意识里面。
In your thoughts, you can actually do something.
但是你不在意识里面的时候，你就不会做了，对不对？
But when you're not no longer thinking about those things, you are not doing them anymore.
所以你醒的时候可以做一件事情。
So when you're awake, you can do one thing.
所以你一睡觉的时候，你就没有那个意识去做一件事情。
When you're sleeping, you're no longer doing that thing because you're not thinking about it.
所以基督徒的生活就被分割了。
So our lives become compartmentalized.
那么很多时候我们就发现在醒的时候我们是个基督徒。
We realize that sometimes when we are awake, we are a Christian.
我们在睡觉的时候好像我们就已经变成另外一个样子的人。
But when we are asleep, yet we become a different person.
我们不一定在睡和醒的时候。
Not only just between sleep and awake.
我们警觉的时候我们可以做一件事情。
When we're alert, we do something.
我们稍微不警觉的时候我们就放松了。
When we're not alert, we actually become loose.
所以这个就是今天教会的问题。
And that is the problem we face in the church
我们在做基督徒，我们不是活出一个基督徒的样子。
We're trying to force ourselves to be Christians. We're not really allowing that life to live out.
何况主耶稣说你是世上的盐和光。
And Jesus said, "You are the salt and light of the world."
他不是说你是世上的钢琴。
He didn't say that you are the piano of the world.
他不是说世界的这个鼓。
He didn't say that you are the drums of the earth.
这个钢琴可以弹很美的音乐。
A piano can you can play beautiful music from a piano.
那个鼓可以振奋人的心。
And the drums can actually excite people.
但是盐和光是没有声音的影响。
But salt and light make no sound.
盐跟光是没有声音的。
Salt and light make no sound.
耶稣没有说你是钢琴，耶稣说我们是盐和光。
Jesus didn't say you're the piano, but you are salt and light.
你盐摆在那里，
when you put salt there,
你就能够影响你那一个周遭的环境。
You will affect the surroundings.
今天是个腐化的世界。
Today is a world that is decaying.
基督徒是盐，就要成为一个防腐的东西。
When you are called salt, you're supposed to be a preservative.
今天这个世界是个没有味道的世界。
Today is a, we live in a world that is tasteless.
盐是能够让我们有味道。
Salt brings flavor to this world.
今天是个黑暗的世界。
Today is a dark world.
需要光来驱散黑暗。
We need light to push back the darkness.
所以在这里我们看见这个做基督徒跟活出基督徒是两件事情。
So here we see that to force ourselves to be Christians is very different from living out as Christians.
所以雅各他是用生命来做见证。
So James used his life as a testimony.
约翰不要说，我们都很了解。
We don't have to talk about John. We know him quite well.
他用爱来补教会的网。
He used love to mend the nets of the church.
今天许许多的时候，为什么会从后门走出去呢？
And oftentimes, why do people leave from the back doors?
因为进到了这个地方以后，
because after they've come into this place,
发现竟然在教会里面有许许多多的问题。
They've come to realize that there's so many problems in this church.
刚才伍国石牧师在祷告里面提到这个诗篇第二十九篇第十节。
Just now, the Reverend Dr. Peter Wu actually, as he,
讲到这个诗篇二十五二十九篇第十节。
He actually mentioned Psalm 29 verse 10.
洪水泛滥的时候，耶和华坐着为王。The Lord sit enthroned over the flood. 那么在这一节圣经里面提醒我们一件很重要的事情。
So from those words we are reminded.
今天我们在这个世界是一个什么样的世界？
What kind of a world do we live in?
是个洪水泛滥的世界。
It's a world that is flooded.
我想我们就非常清楚，尤其是我们住在东北岸的这些弟兄姊妹们。
It's still fresh on our minds what that means.
这个 Sandy 给我们带来的这个深刻的印象太深了。
Hurricane Sandy brought this, it has reminded us what it means to have a
flood. 所以我们一看到这个洪水，我们就想到诗篇二十九篇第十节。
So when we see flooding, we remember the psalm.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，有一次我读到这一节圣经的时候
，But brothers and sisters, one time as I was reading this passage,
神提醒我一件事情。
God reminded me one thing.
提醒我什么事呢
？What did He say to me?
这个洪水不一定是在外面。
That flood may not be the flood outside.
今天我心里面一个非常沉重的一个感觉，就是今天竟然在神的家里面也有洪水。
Today I feel very deeply in my heart that even in God's family there is a flood going on.
所以在教会里面有洪水泛滥，我们也需要看见耶和华坐在宝座上。
So even though there is a flood, even in our church, we still need to see our God enthroned above the flood.
很可惜，中文圣经把它翻译说，洪水泛滥的时候，耶和华坐着为王。
It's interesting because in the Bible it translates as the God is enthroned above The storm.
Wait a minute. English is above. 我说中文是。
In the Chinese version, actually says there's a flood, but God is set enthroned.
没有那么清楚，像英文说 the Lord sits enthroned over the flood. 是他在那里，洪水在这里。
没有很。Has not really. the Chinese translation does not really differentiate between where the Lord is and where the flood is
yes,
as clearly as the English version.
为什么这个问题很严重呢?
Why is this an important point?
如果今天把外面的世界和神的家左右分的话,
if we actually separate the world outside and God's family,
用左右来分的话,
and let's say one is on the left,One is on the right.
所以很容易，今天很多的基督徒在这个地方是一个样子，在那个地方是一个样子。不知道弟兄姊妹懂不懂我的意思
？Very often we see Christians behaving differently in two separate places.
因为你在教会里面，原来我又讲一些不太好听。在教会里面一副嘴脸，在外面另外一副嘴脸。
You actually have one face in the church and have a different face outside in the church.
但是当我们说 the Lord sits enthroned over the flood, 他是在上面，不是左右分，是上下分。
So when we're talking about the Lord sitting enthroned above the flood, we're not talking about the left or the right, we're talking about up and down.
所以耶稣说，该杀的物归给该杀，神的物归给神，是上下分的，不是左右分的。
So Jesus said, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, what belongs to God. It's not from on left or right.
你左右分，你的在整个在我们的信仰的里面，是一个非常错误，而带出后来没有见证结果的这样的一种思想。
To compartmentalize your faith, to separate things to between left and right, it causes us to not live out the Christian life in a powerful way.
我们这些学英文的人，这个字要学哈 ，compartmentalization。我觉得这个字是有一次我看了以后，我发现是我学到的英文字母最多的一个字。
The word compartmentalize has the probably one of the words that I know that has the most letters in it.
我第一次这句话这个字给我的一个影响。
How this word impacted my life.
基督徒不可以把它 compartmentalize， 不要把很多东西这样分开来。
That we should not separate our lives into different compartments.
他在上面，我们在下面。
He's up there, we're down here.
那么这是我们应该有的世界观。
Now this is should be the worldview that we have.
我觉得今天很多的基督徒在很多很重要的一些信仰的里面，我们没有很认真的去面对、去学习、去教导。
I believe that many Christians have not truly confronted some of the issues that we need to think about.
所以爱是很重要的一个补网的东西。
Love, therefore, is very important. It's something that we use to mend nets.
那是雅各和约翰的侍奉。
That is what James and John had to do.
那么安德烈跟彼得是什么呢?
Then how about Andrew and Peter?
在海里撒网。
Casting nets in the lake.
请注意哈，补网是在船上补网，撒网是在海里撒网。
Please note this. When you're actually mending nets, you do that inside the boat. When you're actually casting nets, you do that in the lake.
这段圣经我们都很熟悉。
We're quite familiar with this passage.
但是我们很少注意到这个 location 这个地点的问题。
But oftentimes we do not pay attention to the location of these things.
补网是在船上补的。
When you mend nets, you mend that on the boat.
我们需要在教会里面好好做补网的工作。
In the church, we must do mending nets well.
但是撒网不是在船上撒的网，它是在海里撒网。
But when you cast nets, you do not do that in the boat. You do that in the water.
我们要 get into the world. 我们要进到世界里面去传福音。
We must get into the world to share the gospel.
不是等人来教会里面让他听福音。
Not waiting for people to come into the church to hear the gospel.
这是我们宣教年会的主要的目的。
Now that is one of the primary purposes of this missions conference.
我今天不是讲马可福音第一章。
No, I'm not talking about Mark chapter 1.
但是当我要讲安德烈的时候，我需要把这样一个背景跟大家有一个分享。
But when I talk about Andrew, must talk about the background of Andrew.
那么过去我们在信仰里面，我们很知道约翰，很知道彼得，我们很知道雅各。
In our faith walk, we're very familiar with James and John.
因为主耶稣基督把这三个人常常带在身边。
James and John and Peter, because Jesus held these three especially close to his heart.
马太福音十七章登山变相。
Mark chapter 17, when we're talking about the transformation,
主耶稣把这三个人带在旁边。
The transfiguration, Jesus brought these three with him.
进到雅鲁的家里。
When he went into the house of Jairus,
那么他进耶雅鲁的家的时候，带三个。
He brought three three of his disciples with him.
雅各、约翰、彼得。
James, John, and Peter.
登山变相，雅各、彼得、约翰。
When Jesus ascended the hill, the mountain for the transfiguration, he brought three, James, John, and Peter.
最后，耶稣在客西马尼园祷告。
Later on, when Jesus was praying at the Garden of Gethsemane,
他叫门徒在外面等。
He told the disciples to wait by the door.
他带了三个人靠近他。
He brought three who are closer to him.
约翰、雅各、约翰，这彼得。
James, John, and Peter.
请问，如果你是安德烈，如果我是安德烈
，Let me ask you, if you and I were Andrew,
大概我有很低很低的 self-esteem， 这个自我形象一定很差。
Probably I would have very low self-esteem.
我算谁呢
？Who am I supposed to be？
马可福音第一章，耶稣呼召的时候是呼召四个人呢。
It says in the Bible that when first Jesus first called disciples, he called four people.
但是登山变相，主耶稣说。You, 他就没有 me.
Transfiguration says you, but no me.
那么到了雅鲁家 ，you 又什么 no me?
We went to the Jairus' house. He said 你 just and you didn't have 我。
所以我们看见安德烈在整个的这个过程中，如果我们从这个角度来想，这个人很不容易。
So from this angle, you understand that it must not have been hard. Must have been hard for Andrew.
到底他是不是？self-esteem 很高，自我形象很好，我们不知道。
Did he have really high self-esteem or low self-esteem? We really do not know.
但是我们知道，马太福音、马可福音、路加福音都没有记载安德烈的事情。
But we know that in the synoptic gospels in Matthew, Mark, and Luke does not really record the life of Andrew.
他的名字只放在十二个使徒的名字里面而已。
His name was only mentioned as the 12 disciples. Their names were mentioned.
马太福音没有提。
Matthew never talked about him.
马可福音没有提到他。
Mark did not talk about him.
最后，约翰写约翰福音的时候
，and just as John was talking,
我相信圣灵感动他要写。
Perhaps the Holy Spirit inspired him to record this.
但是他要收集材料
，and he had to collect all the happenings.
所以他就发现有很多东西要补充。
So he realized that he needed to put an addendum.
他就把安德烈把他挖出来
，and he dug out.Andrew.
在约翰福音里面有三次提到安德烈。
In the Gospel of John, three times Andrew was mentioned.
第一次是在第一章。
The first time that he was mentioned is in John chapter 1.
第二次是刚才我们所读的第六章。
The second time he was mentioned is what we read, John chapter 6.
第三次在十二章。
The third time he was mentioned in John chapter 12.
好不好，我们一起来看一下。
How about let's take a look at those verses.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
我们看四十节到四十二节。
Let's read from verse 40 to 42.
Okay, 约翰福音第一章四十节到四十二节。
John chapter 1, verses 40 to 42.
Well, let's read in English, okay? Ian, could you...
我们用中文，来英文来读出来。Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus.The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, we have found the Messiah, that is, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus.
The first thing Andrew did, 他先做的事情是什么?
The first thing he did, what was it?
他跟随了耶稣，他本来是跟随施洗约翰，他现在跟随了耶稣以后，第一件事情他做的是什么?
Previously he followed John the Baptist, but now he followed Jesus, but the first thing he did, what did he do?
约翰注意到了。
John noticed that.
约翰记得。
John remembered that.
所以当他在写约翰福音的时候
，So when he penned the Gospel of John,
他特别刻意的把这件事情记下来。
Intentionally he recorded this.
就是安德烈第一件事情所做的侍奉是什么
？So the first thing that he did in his ministry, what was it?
先去找他的哥哥。
He found his brother.
到底彼得是哥哥，安德烈是哥哥，我不知道。
We don't know which was the older one, Simon or Andrew.
你们中间有这个神学博士的牧师在这里。
And you have a doctor of ministry in PhD in theology here.
解经学的博士。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，有很多事情哈，我们
A professor of hermeneutics, brothers and sisters, sometimes.
因为有一次我看天主教一本圣经，思高圣经，就是他们的一本圣经。他在那本圣经翻译是把安德烈当成哥哥，彼得当成弟弟。
One time in the Bible, I read a version called the Douay version. It's a Catholic Bible, and it mentions here that Andrew was actually the older brother.
这不重要。
No, that's not important for us.
以我们过去的印象里面，我们一直都认定。安德烈是弟弟，彼得是哥哥。
Because in our past, we've oftentimes interpreted this as Andrew being the younger brother.
他第一件事情是回去找他的兄弟。
The first thing he did was to go home to look for his brother.
所以第一个侍奉是什么侍奉呢？
So what is his first ministry?
家庭的侍奉。
It's family ministry.
弟兄姊妹，家庭是非常非常基本的。
Brothers and sisters, family is of utmost, it's foundational.
今天早上九点是这个问题解答的时候。
This morning at 9:30, we had this question and answer time.
有一个问题问我说，这个你一直说爱主是最重要。
One question said, you've been talking about loving, loving the Lord, loving the Lord being the most important thing.
那么他说第二、第三应该怎么排呢？
And then the question asked, well, what should the second and third priority be?
神是第一。
God is being number one.
是家庭第二，侍奉第三，还是侍奉第二，家庭第三？
Should family come in second and ministry third, or should ministry come in second and family third?
圣经清清楚楚告诉我们，家庭第二，教会第三。
The Bible very clearly tells us that family has to be second, ministry third.
提摩太前书三章五节。
Timothy, 1 Timothy 3:5.
人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢？
If anyone does not know how to take care of his own family, how can you take care of God's household?
我们这是宣教年会。
This is a missions conference.
宣教年会，我们对宣教要有认识，要有负担。
When we're talking about an admissions conference, we talk about missions.
全世界的华人教会现在开始慢慢在学习宣教。
All the Chinese churches around the world are beginning to learn about world global evangelization.
我们开始学习跨文化的宣教。
We're starting to talk about cross-cultural ministry.
我顺便提一下哈。
And so I'll just talk about that a little bit.
我想我们常常在表达的时候要很小心。
And I believe that when we actually express ourselves, we need to be careful.
很多人说他要去做异文化的工作。
A lot of people say that they have to go and do
异文化 different than ours.
Cross-ethnic.
这个很难翻译哈。我们常常讲异文化，我是建议大家 foreign mission, good.我们要讲跨文化，不要讲异文化。
We shouldn't talk about foreign missions. We should talk about cross-cultural missions.
因为异文化的意思是什么？你跟我异，你不是跟我一样，我才对，你是错。
Because when we're talking about foreign missions, we're saying that you are the foreigner and you and I are separate.
我们中国人受西方人宣教的好处很多。
The Chinese people have actually benefited greatly from Western missionaries.
但是不可否认的。也中国人也受了一些西方宣教士的那种民族优越感的害处很多。
But it is true that even we have been influenced by a cultural a ethnocentrism of Westerners or imperialism.
你看过去一百两百年来
look at the past two centuries.
那种崇洋媚外的中国人的一种奴隶的心态，那种心理。
So many people actually worship the West.
那么带来一个今天传福音一个很大的拦阻。
And that has become actually a barrier to the gospel.
那么当然我们为着他们把福音带来，我们感谢主。
Of course, we are grateful that the Westerners have brought the gospel into China.
现在轮到我们上场。
Now we're on the stage.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们在传福音的时候
that as we share the gospel,
没有这种启示的这种感觉
we will not have this bias and discrimination.
以前在中学的时候在台湾说、哦、美国有些地方进厕所有两个一个 叫 colored 一个叫做 white.
When we went to high school in the past, in Taiwan,
我在台湾我在中学的时候
when I was in high school,
听说在美国
I heard that in America,There would be, when you go to a bathroom, there would be two separate compartments. One would be for whites only, one for colored people.
当时就很好奇，那中国人黄的又不白又不 color， 那我们去哪里？
At that point, I was wondering, you know, for the Chinese people, we're yellow. Are we truly colored or are we white? Where would we go?
但是对这个分歧心里面存下一个很深很深的，原谅我这样说哈，仇恨。
But that type of racial bias, It developed in me a hatred.
我觉得我自己有一天我绝对不会有这种种族歧视。
I told myself I would never be a racist.
我读神学是在新加坡读的。
I studied in seminary in Singapore.
每天下午。
Every afternoon.
老这个校长就跟我们安排有活动。
the principal would organize some activities for us.
不准我们打足球，不准我们打篮球，不准我们打这个这个，只准我们打排球。
We're banned from playing basketball or soccer. We could only play volleyball.
后来我懂了，因为篮球五个人跟五个人会常常有身体的接触，可能会有粗暴的行动。
Later, I understood why. Because when you play basketball five against five, sometimes you would there be unnecessary roughness.
因为排球六个在这边，六个在那边，不会两边不会碰到。
But when you play volleyball, six on one side, six on the other side, you never really have any physical contact.
但是这六个人就很有学问了。
But those six, oh, you might actually find a little fights. Falling from within.
Not necessarily fight, but 有的时候就是很生气哦，为什么这个球你这样打坏了？就是我们就有那种，所以他给我们打排球是训练我们怎么样在宣教的事上有 teamwork.
So sometimes he actually wanted us to learn from playing volleyball with our teammates how to actually build teamwork when we go and share the gospel.
那个时候我的老二只有一岁。
And back then, my oldest son was only a one-year old.
没事，我
my second born was only
我在打球的时候，我的儿子就在那里，我的太太就抱在旁边加油。
When I played volleyball, my sons and my wife would be there as the cheerleaders.
我们的学校是在一个马来村的附近。
Our school was situated in a near a Malaysian village.
那么每一次打球的时候呢，那些邻居的那些马来人就会过来看。
Every time when we played volleyball, our neighbors would come to watch.
那么我那个老二小时候很可爱。
My youngest was very cute.
人见人爱。
Everybody loved him.
哎呀，后来很多这些马来人就会跑来，哎呀，逗我的这个老二。
And all these neighbors would come and just play with my child.
后来逗就抱过去了。
And then they would actually carry him over.
我一看见这个马来人把我儿子抱过去。
So when I see these Malaysians taking my child in their arms,
我就跟大家讲 time out.
I would tell them, 时间停啊。
那我就跑到那个马来人那边
I would run over to the Malaysian
笑笑的
and with a smile on my face
然后就把孩子抱过来
I would grab my child back to my arms
又再把他放回妈妈的那里
put him back with mommy
哦，那个人就把孩子就交给我太太
and that person would give the child back over
我再回来打
then I would come back and play volleyball
哇，他又不看我了他又看那个小孩了
and then he would not be looking at me he'd be looking at my son again
哎呀，情不自禁的又去抱我的小孩了
and he couldn't help himself but to carry my child
哎呦，我就说 time out 我就把他
我不要再停一停 and I went over to get my kid.
两次以后
after two times,
我突然问我自己
and suddenly I asked myself,
我在做什么
What am I doing?
弟兄姊妹，我在做什么
What am I doing, brothers and sisters?
我多恨这个厕所的事情
I so hated what happened in the United States with the bathroom.
竟然在那天我自己经历那样的一个看不起一些不是华人的种族的人。
It's only until that day I realized that I discriminated against people who are not Chinese.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样的一个启示的观点
？Brothers and sisters, are you racist like that?
我们自己去找答案。
You probably know the answer.
你自己找答案。
You think about the answer yourself.
求主让我们真是很清楚的带着个谦卑的心来学习侍奉主。
In humility, let us learn how to serve the Lord.
我们是有这种启示，所以不要叫异文化，我们叫跨文化。
Indeed, we do sometimes discriminate. So let's not call it foreign missions. Let's call it cross-cultural missions.
宣教的工作有一个很流行的话。
There's a slogan or a cliche in the missions field.
Adopt an engaged people. Or enriched people. 我们要认领未得之民 OK?
To adopt an unreached people.
那么这是一个很好的一个运动
And that is a great program or a movement.
Pakistan, 巴基斯坦的教会联合起来写了一封信
The churches of Pakistan together wrote a common letter.
给富勒神学院
They wrote it to Fuller Theological Seminary.
抗议一件事情。
They were protesting one thing.
在信上他怎么这样写
？What did they write in the letter?
We are not orphan. We need not being adopted.
我们不是孤儿，我们不需要你去领养。
所以很多时候我们在做宣教工作的时候
，So when we actually are engaged in world missions，
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们非常谨慎小心。
Brothers and sisters, let us remind ourselves this one thing.
让我们真是很清楚地看见我们应该有一个什么样的一个态度来侍奉主。
Know what kind of attitude we should have.
或者我们应该用什么样的态度来活出一个基督徒的一个生命。
Or what kind of an attitude we should have to live out our Christian lives.
所以安德烈他第一个，他是先到家里，所以应该是家在第二，教会在第三。
So Andrew, the first person he reached out was to his brother, so family must be second, ministry third.
得救的单位是什么？
And how are units one for Christ?
当然是个人跟主的关系。
Of course, it is between us and the Lord. It's an individual thing.
但是圣经不是这样说的。
But the Bible doesn't say that.
使徒行传十六章三十一节说什么？
In the book of Acts, what does it say?
十六章
chapter 16,
三十一节
verse 31,
在腓立比。
In the city of Philippi,
在那个地方，我们很清楚，保罗说：“当信主耶稣，你必然得救。”
Jesus said to the jailer, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved."
Paul
said to the jailer, "Believe in the Lord, and you will be saved."
不，他说：“你和你一家都必。”
He didn't say that. He said, "You and your whole family will be saved."
所以得救的单位
，so the units by which God saves people
是个人。
Yes, indeed, is it an individual?
接下来是家庭
but actually, it's the family.
当然，这里有次序，先个人，后来因着在个人的影响，把全家带到主的面前。
There's a sequence, of course. First, it's the individual, and then you bring the whole family to Christ.
弟兄姊妹，请你为宣教士祷告。
Brothers and sisters, you must pray for world missions.
上帝呼召他到穷乡僻壤去传福音。
God might be calling somebody to go to the deepest parts of the jungles.
弟兄姊妹。我们知不知道一件事情？这些宣教士在宣教第一线的时候
，Do you know that one thing on the front lines of missions？
他有一个很大的痛苦。
That person would face
很大的痛苦。
A painful trial.
A very very painful experience. 非常痛苦。为什么？因为撒旦常常在他心里面控告他。
Because God would talk to that missionary. Satan would talk to that missionary all the time and accuse him.
你跑到老远来传福音给这里的人听。
You've come so far to tell people here about the gospel.
你的爸爸呢？
How about your father?
你的妈妈呢？
How about your mother?
我的一个同工。
There was a co-worker of mine.
在泰国做宣教士。
He is a missionary in Thailand.
他告诉我他很痛苦。
He told me that he's troubled.
主要我在这边做宣教士。
God wants me to be a missionary here.
我的爸爸在台湾嘉义，在那边他还没有信耶稣。
But my father in Taiwan is not yet a Christian.
我听他讲了以后就很有负担，所以我每一次回台湾，我一定去看他爸爸。
I was greatly convicted as he shared with me, so every time I went to Taiwan, I would go to visit his father.
那么他的爸爸是非常保守的台湾人。
His father is a very conservative Taiwanese.
你跟他讲国语，他不开门。
When you talk to him in Mandarin, he would not even open the door.
你一定要跟他讲台湾话。
You have to speak in Taiwanese.
我突然感谢主，我台湾话讲得还不错。
I thank the Lord because my Taiwanese is pretty good.
因为我一讲台湾话，他真的以为我是台湾人。
Because when I speak Taiwanese, he would really think I'm Taiwanese.
就打开门，就让我
open the door for me to go in.
所以我们就用台湾话对话。
So we would actually have to carry a conversation in Taiwanese.
他一次
we would, I extended my care to him once.
再去看他一次
went back to him again.
慢慢熟了
and then eventually we became friends.
他把心里面话都跟我讲
and he opened up his heart to me.
有一天我去看他
one day I went to visit him.
他把我带到他的房间
he brought me into the bedroom.
他的一个家庭的相片
and there was a picture, a family portrait.
他的太太已经死了很多年
his wife had passed on for many years.
这个老官夫不简单，他把他三个儿子，三个女儿从就是把他养大。
But this widower actually brought up, raised up, their three daughters.
然后他就告诉我。
And he told me this one thing.
说李牧师你看，他说李牧师你看。
He said, Pastor Lee, look at that.
只喜欢转给一切的相片，就我们全家的
相片。This is my whole family's picture.
那款阿雷啊，就是那个宣教士，他的女儿。
And he actually was referring to this the missionary that I knew.
李博士，你看，伊是毋是伫我诶囝儿诶中间，伊上水，她长得最漂亮。
It says of all the people in my village, she's the most.
No, not village, the family.
Of the whole family, she's the prettiest.
哦，我说是，当然我不能说不是，对不对
？Of course, I have to say I agree with him, but I couldn't say no, she's not.
他说她不只是漂亮，伊读册，进到读册，就她非常会读书。
And he said, not only was she pretty, but she's very clever and she was a very studious.
她是唯一的我们家里面大学毕业。
He or she?
She.
She. Yeah. And she's the only one who graduated from university.
She 才漂亮 ，He 才 handsome.
And then thirdly, he said,
如果我这里找我见好，真友好。我的女儿非常孝顺。
My daughter is very pious. She shows filial piety.
我非常得意哈，我们的同工被爸爸这样看重。
I was so happy to know that my coworker was so loved by her father.
我还没有高兴了，他突然这个老人家在我面前大哭起来。
And this old man suddenly broke down in tears in front of me.
把我吓一跳。
And it shocked me.
他一面哭一面告诉我一件事。
As he was crying, he told me this one thing.
他说我这个查某囝和恁耶稣抢去啊。他说我的女儿被你们的耶稣抢走了。
Your Jesus has stolen my daughter away.
弟兄姊妹，那天我站在那个爸爸的面前。
Brothers and sisters, that day I stood before this old father.
我突然发现。我们的同工心里多痛苦。
I suddenly realized how troubled my coworker was.
弟兄姊妹，我们信了耶稣了。
Brothers and sisters, we've become Christians.
我们的家人在哪里？
Where are our family members?
我们难道不爱我们的父母亲吗？
Do we not love our father and mother?
你说他们现在在中国大陆。
You say that they're now in mainland China.
我在这里信了耶稣了。
And I hear I've become a Christian.
你在谈什么去英国 COCM?
Why are you talking about going to the United Kingdom?
你今天谈什么泰国什么宣教?
Why are we talking about going to missions in Thailand?
我的家人在中国。
My family members are in China.
在东北。
Or in the northeast.
在西北。
Or northwest part.
哦，在昆明。
Or maybe it's in Kunming.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。这是安德烈给我们看到的第一件事。
Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you and your family will be saved, and you show that to us.
但是不要忘记
But do not forget,
侍奉主也是全家一起的
Serving the Lord is also a family business.
使徒行传十六章三十一节
Acts chapter 16 verse 31,
那里讲到得救
There it talks about salvation.
约书亚二十四章十五节
Joshua chapter 24 verse 15 it says,
讲到至于我和我家必定侍奉耶和华
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
因为时间的关系，我们看第二点。
Because of time limitations, let's look at something else.
第六章
，Chapter 6。
刚才我们已经读过了。
John chapter 6, we read this just now.
第五节到十五节
，verses 5 to 15。
耶稣举目看见许多人来
，Jesus looked and saw so many people coming.
就对腓力说
，and he said to Peter,
我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢
？He said to Philip, from where? Philip said to him, where are we going to buy bread for all these people?
No, not Philip said to him.
Jesus said to Philip.
Yeah.
Where are we going to buy bread for all these people?
Sorry. Jesus said to Philip, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
我们从哪里,请注意这句话,我们从哪里买饼给这些人吃?
Note, he said, where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?
后面说,耶稣说这话是要试验腓力。
And later on, we read in the text, it says, he asked this only to test Philip.
我看到这我就很好奇。
As I looked at this verse, I became curious.
这句话有什么特别呢?
What's so special about these words?
我们从哪里买饼给这些人吃?
Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?
那么这句话怎么样成为对腓力的试验呢?
How do these words become a test for Philip?
是哪一部分是个 test 呢?
Which part of the words were a test?
是从哪里是不是一个 test 从哪里我们从哪里
Where, from where shall we buy? Is that the test?
买是不是一个、是一个试验就是说
or buying,
要付代价
Are you having to pay the price? Is that the test?
那么到底这句话 哪一个地方 是成为腓力的这个试验
Now which part of that question really was the test for Philip? Let me ask you
可能我们的答案不一样
Perhaps our answers would be different
但对我来讲我觉得这句话 很奇特的一个地方
But for me, one thing that is particular in this question
如果你我是耶稣的话
If you and I were Jesus
我们一定会这样问
We'll probably ask this
你们要从哪里去买这个饼 给这些人吃
Where are you going to buy this bread for all these people to eat?
他不是说你们他说我们
He would say, where shall we?
这就是试验的地方。
That is where the test is.
你不要忘记你有缺少。
Don't remember, don't forget that you actually are, you are in need. You're lacking.
你的缺少不是因为你不行。
Your lack is not your own fault.
因为你忘记我在你们中间。
It is your fault because you forget that you've forgotten that I am with you.
因为耶稣说我们从哪里买饼？他说我们是把耶稣自己放进去。
Because Jesus said, "Where shall we buy bread?" When he says "we," he puts himself along with his disciples.
当然，后面的故事我们都很知道，很熟悉。
Of course, we know the rest of the story.
安德烈出现。
Andrew appeared.
那五饼二鱼的神迹。
The miracle of the five loaves and the two fishes.
四本福音都记载。
All the four Gospels record this incident.
是唯一耶稣在地上行的神迹，四本福音都记载。
It's the only miracle of Jesus that was recorded in all four Gospels.
那么，约翰是最后写成的。
No, John was completed the last. The Gospel of John.
那么为什么马太、马可、路加写的他还要再写呢？
Now, how come he still had to write all these things even though Matthew, Mark, and Luke had already written?
所以我好好去比较。
So I started comparing these
things. 哪一些是约翰写的，前面马太、马可、路加没有写的？
What did John record that Matthew, Mark, and Luke did not?
我们从哪里买饼？这个是前面没有的。
Where shall we buy bread for all these people? That's not mentioned before.
还有一样东西是马太、马可、路加没有写的。
The other three Gospels did not mention.
五饼二鱼哪里来的？
Where?Did the five loaves and two fishes come from?
马太没有交代。
Matthew did not talk about
it. 马可没有讲。
Mark did not talk about
it. 路加也没有写下来。
Luke did not write it and write it down.
我不晓得约翰，这是我猜哈，我猜。
I don't know how, but this is what my guess now.
有的时候读心啊，有一点点猜也有好处。
Sometimes when read the Bible, it's good to guess and read between the lines.
我猜当约翰准备写约翰福音的时候。
I'm guessing as John was ready to write.To pen the gospel.
他也有机会在不同地方讲道。
He was able to go and preach in different places.
那么他到了一个地方讲道。
One time he was probably at one place preaching.
他讲道的时候就有一个领会的一个弟兄。
And as he was preaching, perhaps the leader of the meeting.
大概比他小个十几二十岁。
Maybe he was a little bit younger than he was.
他觉得这个人很面熟。
And he would be thinking, oh, this person looks familiar.
我不知道在哪里见过他。
I don't know where I've met him before.
后来他就跟他讲说，哎，弟兄，我们以前有没有见过面？
And he would say to him, hey, brother, haven't we seen each other somewhere?
那个人说，当然了。
And that person said, of course.
这是什么叫当然呢？
What do you mean by of course?
他说，好了，我给你一些暗示，好不好？我给你一些提醒。
Oh, let me remind you a little bit.
这个五饼二鱼。
Five loaves and two fishes.
五饼二鱼。
Five loaves and two fishes.
啊，想起来了。
Oh, now I remember.
原来就你就是那个小孩，现在长大了，在教会做。
Oh, you were that little boy. Now you've grown up.
这是我想出来的。
This is what I'm thinking. Okay, I'm just guessing.
所以他回去以后。
So after he went home.
啊，他要写约翰福音。
He had to write the Gospel of John.
哇，突然想到这个跟领会的同工。
He suddenly remembered this co-worker at this meeting.
马太没有讲，路加、马可、路加都没有讲。
Mark and Luke didn't talk about it.
啊，不行啊，一定要把它写出来。
That cannot be. I have to write this down.
所以把它写在约翰福音里面。
So he wrote it in his Gospel.
五饼二鱼是个小孩子奉献的。
Remember the miracle of the five loaves and two fishes is really the sacrifice of his child.
微不足道。
It's something that is minuscule.
但是却在主的手中成为一个大的祝福。
Yet in the Lord's hand becomes a great blessing.
儿童事工非常重要。
Children's ministry is of utmost importance.
你知道这个献五饼二鱼的这个小孩？
You know this child who actually offered his lunch?
他根本也不在这五千人的里面，这个
数目里面。He was not even counted.When they counted the 5,000 people.
因为这五千个人是大人。
Because the 5,000 really refers to the adults.
这五千人是男人。
Only the men were counted.
所以那天在一起大概上万的人。
And that day perhaps thousands gathered.
但是这个小孩根本是所谓名不见经传的一个人。
But this little child was not significant.
所以竟然上帝却用这个人做了那么奇妙的工作。
So if God could use a small child like that,
是透过谁呢？
Through whom though?
安德烈。
Andrew.
是安德烈把他带到耶稣面前。
It was Andrew who brought him before Jesus.
记得我们这两天晚上查经了吗？
Do you remember as we studied the Bible for these last two nights?
约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？
Simon, son of John, do you love me more than?
主啊，你知道我爱你。主啊，你知道我爱你。
And he says, Lord, you know I love you.
主耶稣第一个托付是什么？
What was the first command Jesus gave him? What is the first mandate?
你喂养我的小羊。
Feed my lambs, my little sheep.
不要轻视教会的儿童主日学的工作。
Do not look down upon the children's ministry of a church.
儿童主日学的老师需要接受非常非常严格的训练。
Children's Sunday school teachers need to go through stringent training.
因为教养孩童使他走当行的路。
Because the Bible says, teach a child in the way he should go.
就是到老也不偏离。
And when he is old, he will not turn away from it.
儿童的工作。
Children's ministry.
是安哲烈给我们看到的第二个工作。
It's the second ministry that Andrew showed us.
还有五分钟，第三个工作。
We have 5 minutes to talk about the third point, the third type of ministry.
我们看第十二章。
Let's look at chapter 12.
我们还是请马牧师替我们读十二章二十节到二十二节。
Let's read chapter 12 of John, verses 22-22. Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. Sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus. Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus.
Andrew and Philip.
Andali and Philip.
他们两个人在这里给我们看到一个非常美的一个团队的侍奉。
These two people showed us what teamwork really is from these verses.
今年的这个伦敦的这个奥运会。
When we're looking at the Olympics held previously in London.
给我很大很大的这个冲击。
It really impacted me.
开幕礼的时候。
At the opening ceremony.
大家有没有注意到
Did you notice one thing?
大家一直在等一样东西
Everybody was waiting for one thing.
那个圣火到底怎么点的
How would they actually light up the torch?
四年前2008年在北京
Four years ago in Beijing 2008
张艺谋非常厉害能够非常非常有创意很黑很黑的这个场地里面突然在空中有一个人在飞慢慢飞飞飞飞飞飞到一半去点那个圣火。
The famous director 张艺谋 he actually very creatively had somebody on a high wire sort of fly over and then in the pitch blackness light the torch.
那天大家就在等到底伦敦是怎么样子。
That day we all awaited, with bated breath how they would do it in London.
不晓得大家知不知道哈，这个伦敦。这个奥运会的开幕礼所花的钱是在这个鸟巢在北京开幕礼所花的钱的1/300
Do you know that the money spent on that opening ceremony compared to that in China was only 1/300?
有人这个讲了一句非常美的话，形容伦敦这次的开幕礼。
Somebody said something very profound about that opening ceremony of the Olympics in London.
小而美
，small but pretty.
对啊，非常非常特别，非常特别。
It's very special.
到最后，他们等到最后，终于
，towards the very end, finally,
要点圣火了。
They were going to light the torch.
记得吗？大家有
？You still remember that?
你们都不看奥运会的
Did you watch Olympics?
我觉得今天很多基督徒很糟糕都不看报纸都不知道世界的事情
It's very pitiful that many Christians are not up on the current affairs
我们知道后天要发生什么事吗
Do you know what's going to happen 2 days from now?
还不错
Okay
你们知道11月8号要发生什么事吗
Do you know what's going to happen on the 8th of December?
No, November
Oh, sorry, the 8th of November?
对了，我们这么那么多从中国大陆来的，难道我们做了基督徒就不顾这些？哇，我不食人间烟火最属灵了，是不是这样
？Perhaps you've just come from China and you say that I'm actually I'm too lofty to think about things of the world.
今天我们不可以做避世的人。今天盐和光是世上的盐，世上的光。耶稣没有说你是教会的盐，教会的光。
You must not despise things because Jesus said you're the salt and light.Not just salt and light of the church, but salt and light of the world.
我们以为不食人间烟火，我就比较属灵。
Some of us think that I must be lofty, too lofty to think about the world.
这是我们受了中国宗教传统宗教的影响，不是圣经的影响。
Because many of us are influenced by the religious thinking set upon us in China.
所以你看，在奥运会的时候，最后是七个年轻人。
So you see, in the Olympics, eventually there were seven young people.
16岁到19岁。
The ages range from 16 to 19.
五个是英国的奥运会的选手。
Five athletes representing the United Kingdom.
那么两个，一个是医学院的学生，另外一个是一个船员。
Then two others. One was a medical student. The other was a seaman, a sailor.
他们七个人把204个火炬，
代
表不同的地区和国家，把那些火炬点起来。
These seven people lit up these
204
flames to represent how the 204 countries came together.
当我在那里看的时候，
As I was watching that,
我心里面很受提醒。
I was reminded in my heart,
团队很重要。
Teamwork is important.
七个
seven people
一起来做。
They did this together.
今天我们在华人教会里面，
Today in the Chinese church,
明星式的神的仆人是那个时间已经过去了。
The era of the star-like minister has passed.
宋尚杰
Dr. John Song,
王明道
Dr.
王明道
王明道
尼陀生 Washmini,
Washmini,
赵时光 赵军营 You name it, 这些非常有魅力的 charisma 的这些 leader, 现在慢慢慢都回天家。
All these charismatic leaders have all left and gone to heaven.
神还是用一些这样的人。
God still uses some people like that.
但今天是我们团队出来侍奉的时候。
But today is the day. This is the age of teams, teamwork.
所以我看到那个时候，我说啊，我了解了。奥运会的主题是 inspire a generation. 我已经被 inspired.
So I saw that this is the theme of the Olympics. Inspire generation.
不只是团队
Not just a team,
而且提醒我们要薪火相传要向下一代我们赶快找到接棒的人
But it also reminds us that we need to pass on the torch We have to find those to take our place
我们今天只讲横的同心合意
Today we talk about just a horizontal level of unity
你也是同工我也是同工我们横的同工
We are co-workers on the same plane
我们今天需要讲到重的同心合意。
Today we need to talk about a vertical type of unity.
两代之间的合一。
The unity between two generations.
我觉得今天在教会里面，这是我们面对一个很大的挑战。
And I sense that we actually face a challenge in the church today.
我很少去一个教会领会像你们教会的。
Very seldom do I go to a church and to see how you lead a worship in the church.
这个。人家 bilingual 已经很可怕了，你 trilingual 唱诗，先唱国语，然后唱广东话，然后唱英文。
To see three languages represented in your worship singing,
keep it up, 弟兄姊妹，让我们好好的保持这种重的这种一代一代相传的合一。
Okay, brothers and sisters, 加油 ！We need to actually keep up with this type of intergenerational ministry.
第三次记载安德烈。
The third time Andrew's mentioned.
是什么工作呢
？What type of ministry was he involved in？
几个希利尼人，几个希腊人。
A few Greeks came。
跨文化的工作。
Cross-cultural ministry。
安德烈这个地方跨文化。
Here Andrew conducted cross-cultural ministry。
比彼得在使徒行传第十章向哥尼流传福音还要早。
It was even sooner than Peter when he actually preached to Cornelius。
比保罗被差派出去做外邦人的使徒还要早。
It was soon before when Paul was sent out to work with the Gentiles.
他把他们带到耶稣面前。
He brought these Greeks before Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，等一下我们还要擘饼。
My dear brothers and sisters, later on we will celebrate Holy Communion.
我就把这三件事情提出来彼此勉励。
I just want to list these three things for our mutual encouragement.
家庭的见证
your witness before your family.
儿童的事工
Children's ministry.
跨文化宣教
Cross-cultural evangelism.
今天神不要我们到地极去传福音。
Jesus, God does not need us to go to the ends of the earth today.
那是两千年前耶稣的命令。
That was the mandate Jesus gave us 2,000 years ago.
这两千年教会做得太少了。
The church has not been involved in that for these last 2 millennia.
主耶稣已经忍不住了。
So Jesus could not wait any longer.
你不去地极。
If you're not going to the ends of the world,
他把地极带到你这里。
He'll bring the ends of the earth to you.
以前我们要去非洲。
We used to have to go to Africa.
以前我们要去中南美洲。
We used to have to go to Central and South America.
非常的遥远。
Far away places.
现在我们 across the street, 我们一过街，对面就有原来从非洲来的人，从中南美洲来的人，从全世界的人，都在我们的 neighborhood.
But people even just across the street would be actually from Africa, from Central and South America. All these people who are...we see are very distant are now in our neighborhoods.
我们还是需要到地极。
We still need to go to the ends of the earth.
感谢主，中国人已经做到了。
Praise the Lord, the Chinese have done it.
我们说散居之民 diaspora 这个字以前是讲犹太人。
We're talking about diaspora. Originally it was used to refer to the Jewish people.
现在这个已经不是犹太人的专利了。
But now that's no longer the privilege of the Jewish people.
我们中国人已经被上帝成为新的。Diaspora, 全世界。
The Chinese people are the new diaspora, the diaspora of in the world.
所以一方面，上帝已经做了这工作。
On one hand, God has already begun this work.
上帝也把世界地极带到耶路撒冷，带到我们这里。
And God has brought people from the ends of the earth even to our Jerusalem.
又是奥运会。
The Olympics again.
刚才讲开幕礼。
Just now we talked about the opening ceremony.
现在讲闭幕礼。
Let's now talk about the closing ceremony.
这闭幕礼最后全体一起唱一首歌。
At the finale of the closing ceremony, everybody sang a song.
我用这个歌送给大家。
I'll end with this song.
那个歌的名字叫做 We Are the Champions. 我们都是得胜者。
The name of the song was We Are the Champions.
我很快读，我想英文大家就懂了哈。We are 他的副歌说 ，We are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions, we are the champions. No time for losers, because we are the champions of the world. 让我们与耶稣基督一起过得胜的生活。
May the Lord help us to be champions with Him.
真的，今天世界上有很多很多东西可以提醒我们学很多属灵的功课。
Indeed, many things of the world can teach us spiritual lessons.
开始吃一点人间的烟火吧。
Come on, let's not be too lofty and come down and lower ourselves into the world.
让我们真是能够在世而不属于这个世界。
So that we would be actually not of this world.
做一个跟世界同流。但是不合污的人。
But to be in the world, but not affected by the world.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Oh, dear Lord, we give you thanks.
你的话真是给我们有极大的提醒和光照。
Your words have encouraged us and it has illuminated our minds.
求主让我们不只是听。
God, help us not to only be hearers of the word.
让我们活出来。
But help us to be doers of the word.
赐福这个教会。
Bless this church.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
感谢主从